Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello. It is the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. So there's a shortage of paper bags. Who knew? I have a solution. Compressed earth could be made into the shape of a bag, and who wouldn't want to bring their groceries home in a dirt bag? Thank you. Try the Via. We'll be here all week. There's no sense in going on. How can I top that one?
News Talk 930 presents to you now.
See, I said compressed earth because I didn't want to give away the punchline by saying dirt, by saying, okay, you could have a dirt bag and then say it'd be a dirt bag, you know.
Right.
Did you get it?
Better than a dirt nap.
You know, I don't understand. If you call somebody a dirt bag, you know, that Bill, he's a dirt bag.
Well, he is.
Well, he might be, but I'm just thinking, what's the negative side of that? You're talking about earth. And you're talking about a container that can brings things that you can carry around. What's the negative of a dirt bag, but yet it means, you know, it doesn't mean anything good?
Dirty.
Oh, just dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, so not clean.
Right.
So there's no such thing as a clean bag. I don't think I should have done that joke because we wasted 2 minutes and 37 seconds on it, and it wasn't worth it. But I just thought of it. That's pretty good.
Who else in this country is doing humor about dirt?
Nobody. I bet I'm the only guy on the radio that did a dirt bag joke today.
You didn't hear Mike Randall doing it during the weather, did you?
Randall didn't do it, and he can do a lot of stuff. He's a very talented guy, but he didn't do a dirt bag thing. And Chuck Schumer is still proud of his caucus. We know that. Yes. And tonight we've got the big debate in which...
I'm very proud of my caucus.
I heard that. Thank you. He just hangs around the studio every once in a while telling us how proud he is of his caucus.
He has nothing else to do, Sandy. Impeachment's over.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's kind of like a dull time. It's kind of like a downtime for the Democrats as they try and come up with another reason to impeach the president. So were you surprised that the president pardoned Blago?
Blagojevich?
Yeah,
I was.
I was too.
Maybe, I don't know, kind of like say, like, I'm not going to just pardon Republicans. Here's a Democrat for you.
Yeah.
You could probably make an argument as to the length of the sentence that he received, but I don't know. I wasn't totally thrilled with that one.
Let's guess that if when the election is held, if Chicago doesn't come up with any votes for the president, we'll be suspicious because I guarantee you he's going to get Blago's vote.
Well, there's a chance, too, that Blagojevich could be thankful and decide he's going to, you know, spill some beans on some people. I'm sure he knows dirt.
That would be good. That would be absolutely good. So a lot of things going on. I think there's I'm going to watch the first of the debates tonight because Bloomberg's in it. And I heard Carl say today that he has heard that Bloomberg has done debates on the mayoral races in New York, but he's not very good at it. Well, that's good. That's good. For some reason, I don't like Bloomberg more than I don't like anybody that's running, even Bernie. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's he reminds me of the guy in the Monopoly game, you know, the top hat and all the money.
Mm-hmm.
His money is so emphasized.
Well, he's buying his way up the ticket.
Yeah.
I was watching some videos this morning about him. Apparently, you know, he's buying off various politicians here and there to gain their support. And a lot of people are complaining, saying this isn't right.
That's all they talk about with him. Nobody says, "Oh, I don't like it." That and his not gaffes. These are positions he took over the beginning of his political career, right up to now. Redlining, that sort of thing. You don't have to have much gray matter if you're a farmer or a factory worker.
He's getting burned on that one.
Yeah, I mean, he's just said things that are abhorrent to many different communities. And apparently, it doesn't matter if you got that kind of money. I reject that. I really do. I don't think you should be able to do that, but I don't know any other way around it.
He's actually gone out and he found, you know, these memes that you see all over Facebook and Twitter. He's actually in Instagram. He's found the people who make them, and he's paying them money to make memes for him.
Unbelievable.
He wants to be looked as cool.
He's like Colonel Sanders, who was so rich that he had people lick his fingers for him.
Is that right? That's,
thank you, Irv. Every time Irv Weinstein quoted something from me, that was the quote.
That was it.
He loved that line. For some reason, every once in a while you tickle somebody's fancy and they go, "Oh, that's a great line." The first time Irv heard it, for all of the years that I've known Irv since then, he always quoted that line.
We all have our one favorite joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite joke? You got one?
Not that we could use on the
air. You just said we all had one.
Not to be used on the air.
Okay. Do you have a favorite line or joke?
No, I just like to make sarcastic remarks.
Asides.
Yeah.
Little quips. Quips and an aside. Not a big produced thing.
Right. But like Tony, what I usually would come back with, I probably can't say.
You know what I love to do? Seinfeld references.
Oh, all
really?
The time.
I've never heard that.
As
one.
Tony hurled the headphones through the window. Yet.
It's funny. As soon as Sandy walked in this morning, before Tony got here, I made a Seinfeld reference.
You did. Yada, yada, yada. You did the yada, yada, yada thing. All right, we'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Everybody's talking this morning about the possibility that the amusement park will go away. Yes, Fantasy Island, something that a lot of people grew up with. Fantasy Island was there when I came to Buffalo in 1968, and I know over the years it has had different owners and whatever, and it was always an alternative to Darien Lake, less expensive, less elaborate, but still a lot of fun. And sorry if we'll have to lose it. I have a soft spot in my heart for amusement parks, seeing that when I was a senior in high school and a year after, I worked at an amusement park that I could see from my house, Whalum Park, playground of central New England. I worked there, and my friend Don, who calls, he worked there too. He ran the miniature golf course. He was in charge of that. And I worked at the fun house. I wasn't in charge of the funhouse, but that's where I worked. I swept the floor. I operated the machinery with the compressed air. Think of how simple things were then. If you walked over this hole in the floor and I saw you, I hit the compressed air and your skirt would blow up. And that was considered really outrageous. Now that's...
I bet you hated that part.
Yeah, exactly. And then we had the roulette wheel. We had the big slide. We had the barrel. We had the stairs that go up and down and up and down. We had all of that stuff.
What about the funny mirrors that
we had the funny mirrors make me look fat?
Tall.
I didn't need the mirror to make me look fat. Well, at that time, I wasn't fat, so I guess they enhanced my beauty. But it was great fun because people, you go to work and people were there either on vacation or a school trip or something, but everybody was happy to be there. It was a happy place. And so it wasn't like, I hate to go to work today because everybody's grouchy. No, everybody was in a good mood. And somebody sent me a couple of years ago, when last I went home, they had torn down the whole park and put condos in there, overlooking the lake, Lake Whalum. And it was really depressing to me because a great part of my childhood was spent at the amusement park. But somebody had sent me a CD, which I have, which shows before the condos went up, it showed what was left of the park after they had closed it. And the only thing left of the funhouse, the entire funhouse where I worked for 2 years just before I went to radio school, was the glass case in which the Laughing Lady was. The Laughing Lady was an animatronic deal, and she looked like a hooker, actually. Looked like an aged hooker. She had big red rouge on, and she would go like this. Now, after...
We had one at Crystal Beach.
Did you have one?
Yeah.
Probably the same thing. But you get tired of the laugh. I can tell you that. The laugh wouldn't is enough to drive you nuts. But it was great working there. And Don and I always prayed for rain because when it rained, the park would close. And then we'd get in the car and go to a racetrack, usually Suffolk Downs or Narragansett, and play the horses.
Cool. Right now I'm looking at a picture. You might remember this. There's a bridge. And on the bridge, in big letters, Whalen Park, straight ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure. Whalen Park had a lot of business from a great distance. And what I used to love, what probably really got me going in cars, which has been a lifelong dream of mine, is that you had to go to the office to punch in. And you went to the office to punch out. The general manager had a new Cadillac. It was a 58 Cadillac, something like that. The one with the taillights that have two prongs on them. You've seen them at Barrett Jackson.
Yes.
And, of course, I had a Chevy, just a plain Jane Chevy. But it was great because it was my own car. But I used to lust after the general manager's car. In fact, I would walk around it on my way to punch out just to see the different lines on it. And every once in a while, when I see them come up for sale in Barrett Jackson or any of the other auction houses, I think about those years. They were good years. And Don and I were good friends. We went to school together. We worked together. We played the horses together. And every once in a while, he calls, and it's the light of my life, and it's the joyous part of a day when he calls.
What was the whale? I'm looking at a picture. It's called a fun locator map of Whalen Park.
I'll tell you what, because it's called Whalen Park. And so the whale was the symbol. It was the playground of central New England was the slug line. And they had, as you entered, they had Kiddyland on one end where you had the little kiddie rides and the train that went into the woods and stuff.
Right.
On the other end, they had the skating rink.
Yep, I'm looking at a picture of the skating rink. The
skating rink and what used to be called the Custer cars. These were small cars that were, they had gasoline engines in them. They weren't electric or anything like that. And that was at the other end. So, and the tumble bug was down there. And it was great fun.
Looked like the roller coaster was good size.
It was. And it was a wooden roller coaster. And it made that noise as you're going up. Ding, 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 and then you, all of a sudden, boom. And we had a Ferris wheel. I don't like the Ferris wheel. I do like the roller coasters, but I'm not big on the Ferris wheel.
You also had a rocket ship car?
Yeah, yep. And in the middle was the amusement a food place. Now the guy that owned the It's not an amusement ride, but Landry's golf ride. Let's call it a ride. I don't know what to call it. It's miniature golf. What would you call it? A golf what?
Golf cart, I guess.
No, it's not a cart. It's a miniature golf course.
Putt-putt.
Putt-putt.
Just putt-putt. We'll call it putt-putt. It wasn't putt-putt. That's a brand name. But it was like putt-putt. But his boss owned the amusement park, part of it, and he owned the food. And they sold food there, so we would eat there, too.
You talking about Mini Golf Land?
Yeah, that's probably it. It had a generic name. But it was right in the middle of the amusement park. It was a nice one, too.
And you guys also had something in common with Fantasy Island. You had the train that would take you around.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a big train, you know, where the conductor is pretty much
adult.
Bigger than the engine.
Yeah, you could ride as an adult on it. And it was fun because I always wanted to drive it. They never let me drive it because of the dump truck thing. I've told this before. When we went to the off-season, and I was going to work a year before I went to Boston to radio school, I worked in maintenance. And they said, I could drive anything. So they said, you want to take the truck to the dump? I said, sure. So they gave me a test ride. All we did is drive around, empty the bags and stuff, go to the dump, empty it, and come back, right? So I did that. Hey, I was feeling like a big boy, wearing my big boy truck, a big dump truck. But as I'm going to the dump, people are blinking their lights. They're honking their horns. I just thought they liked it. It was a Whalen Park truck, and they like Whalen Park. And I got to the dump, and I backed it up just like I'm supposed to, and I started to dump, and I suddenly found I had nothing to dump. I had not put the cover on the bed of the dump truck. It all had blown out. An entire truck's worth of stuff over the course of my short ride to the dump. They never asked me to drive the dump truck again. Wow. I decided I'd be better off in radio than dumping the dump truck. But it was fun to drive. I like to drive almost anything.
I wish I could find the picture of the fun house, but I'm not able to locate it.
The only thing I've ever found on that is the laughing lady, which was in front.
And a music video was shot there in 1982.
Oh, really?
The Cars, Touch and Go.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Very nice. All right, we'll be back with more. I promise not to dump the load before I get there. That would make a good country song.
Oh, yes, it would.
I dumped the load before I got there. How about that? Anybody that's ever dumped a dump truck will love that song. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back with Beach and Company. After we did the commercial, Tony and I were talking about Fantasy Island. And you were telling me that in the last few years of it, because you'd taken the kids there, the last few years they kind of let it go to seed.
Yeah, it seems like ever since the sale to this group that has it now, it went downhill. And as people have been texting in the last couple of years, you notice that the park wasn't staffed well. Last time I was there, it wasn't clean. You know, litter on the floor, on the ground. Areas of lawn that weren't cut. Many of the rides were closed, and they really didn't have a good feel for the community. And I remember two things that they, because they had a Facebook page. I don't know if they still do. So they wanted to hear back from residents. What do you like? What do you want? And overwhelmingly, people were like, bring back the log ride. I don't know if you're familiar with the log ride. It goes into the water a little bit. You get a little splash, but it was really fun. So that's overwhelming, and they wouldn't respond. Then one year, April Fools, they decided to do a practical joke. Oh, the log ride's coming back. And I thought, you know what, that's cruel, because they had no intention of bringing it back.
Oh, they just did it as a joke?
Yeah. Wow. I just thought, very poor way of reading the room.
You can tell when a business is starting to slide. I remember Fuddruckers. I did the opening of the Fuddruckers across from
us. I love Fuddruckers.
And I love Fuddruckers. And I used to go there not only for the great burgers, but for the rolls, too. You could just eat the rolls. They were that good. And I loved them. Then I was away for a couple of years. When I came back and went to Fuddruckers, there were some signs. For instance, where they used to have all the condiments and the tomatoes and things, and it was always immaculate. It looked like an operating room at a hospital. It was that clean. Suddenly, half of the condiments were missing. It just didn't look like the same place. It looked like they could use a broom and stuff like that. And when you go into a store and the shelves aren't full, that's a dead giveaway. They're on their road to oblivion. So it's sad.
It was sad.
It's sad. You got to see it. You got to say, I want to see it the way it was, and then it went away.
I have something for you, Sandy.
What? The laughing lady?
The laughing clown. Is that the sound?
It's close to it. I think she was slower. Her laugh was slower, but it's very similar to that. So if you spend 8 hours a day listening to that laugh, when there were no people walking by, I used to shut it off.
Well, it says Whalen Park Funhouse, the sound of the laughing clown.
That's the one they use?
Before? This could have been later.
It was later because ours was the laughing lady. It was a large, fat lady who had rouge on both cheeks and a big curly wig on. And she used to throw her head backwards and her hands would be flailing out. And
It looks like that's what this clown does, but the clown's in a red and blue polka dot outfit with a like wizard cap hair.
Never had a clown. My guess is the laughing lady probably broke and they couldn't fix it.
Right.
So they brought in something else to do that. And that's not where I got my laugh. My laugh is normal, for me anyway. So there, amusement park fun. Did you ever go have a favorite amusement park, Buzzy?
Oh, I mean, growing up, Darien Lake, at least once a year.
Yeah, that's great. That's really upscale, good, and they've done a great job with that over the years.
I still try to make it there once a year. It's a great venue for concerts.
Aren't you going there for the rides?
Well, yeah.
You said you like to make it there. Well,
you can make it anywhere.
You can make it anywhere.
But once I'm there, I like the rides. I think it's a great venue for concerts. The only problem is after the concert.
Yeah, you can't get out.
It's always an issue.
All right. What are we talking about today? First of all, I find it amusing. Things that amuse me in life. How many times have we been lectured by people, trees? We need more trees. We must have more trees. And you get people, yes, I'm planting 1,000 trees a day. I want to make, and every place I go on vacation or just from point A to point B, I see so many trees. I'm thinking, what are they talking about? We got plenty of trees. There's all kinds of trees. And the big lumber companies, when they harvest 5 trees, they plant 10 trees to replace them. So we have no shortage of trees. So what do? They come out and the same people that tell us we have a shortage of trees, they come out and say, no more plastic, you must use paper. I don't know if they know where paper comes from. Did anybody tell them it comes from a tree? So here, you're telling me we don't have enough trees, and now you're making us use trees to bring our stuff home because we don't want the whales to have to deal with plastic bags. And I can understand that, but the bottom line is the jig is up on the scam that we need more trees. We are going to need more trees now because as other states do what we're doing, as of March 1st, New York has banned plastic bags. There will be no plastic bags for you. No bags for you. You must have if you have a reusable container. You bring it to the store. Now, one has jumped the gun, and that's, let's see, Tops isn't doing it yet. That's March 1st. Aldi's has always done it. Okay, Wegmans has been doing it for a couple of weeks now. So I want to ask you, by bringing your own reusable bags, how is it working out for you? Because anecdotally, I talked to a couple of people that shop at Wegmans, and they say, okay, you bring in your bags, and it's really a slower checkout. Simply because the person ringing you up, say you got 3 or 4 bags. This might be a bag with a handle that you got here. This one you got on Viking River Cruises. Here's one that I just bought at the store. And they're different sizes. There's no uniformity to them. So the person who's going to pack your bag has to do it the right way. Now, I remember when it was all paper bags before, you had people that were really good at putting the right things in the right bags, and they maximized the use of space, and it was pretty good. But now they're going through the process again. And remember, the one thing that I really don't like is that people who want you to spend money with them want you to do all the work. When you're flying, they want you to, print your own ticket, print your own baggage claim, do this, do that. They want you to do everything but fly the plane. And if you're at a restaurant, I don't want make your own salad. No, I'm at a restaurant. You make my salad for me. I don't want make your own dessert. I know I could put more whipped cream on it, but I want you to make the dessert. I want you to serve me at a restaurant, and I will give you a generous tip in exchange for that. I don't want to do that work. I don't want to check myself out of the supermarket. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it. I want somebody else to do it, and I won't do it. They always, sir, self-checkout. Thank you. Yes, I want you to check me out. Would you please? And so that's the way it goes. So I want to know from you if you've had any experience at Wegies or maybe Aldi's, although Aldi's has always been like this. With Aldi's, you not only pack your own bag, you unload the truck. They have you unload the truck and make a meal for the driver, and then
don't forget to stock the shelf.
Exactly, stock the shelf, and then get behind the cash register and point to where things should be loaded. And then at home, send you a Christmas card.
I'm going to stop at shoveling the sidewalk.
That's Aldi's. It's a German company, and you can tell they work with German precision. I'm telling you, whenever we go overseas, if we're in Europe, Aldi's is all over the place. And there were two brothers that started Aldi's, and they had a fight. And one got all the European Aldi's, and the other got all of the American Aldi's. So it's a very big company, and it's funny to see all these signs when you're over there, especially in Germany. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to you on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's see if you guys can guess this, all right? The woman who has a particular set of skills, you know who she is, the lovely Bernadette.
Yes.
I'm going to tie her into Fantasy Island. What is her tie to a man she knows regarding Fantasy Island? Dum, dum, dum,
the only
dum,
I can think dum, of is dum, Rob dum, Lederman and the stunt dum, he dum, pulled dum. There.
No, that's not it. Aunt, how about you, Buzzy? Dum, 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 dum,
I'm not good on my Fantasy Island trivia.
Okay, well, this is a tough one. Yeah. I will tell you, this is a tough one. I would never have guessed it. She knew the man who came up with the term fun wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was his term, fun wow. And near the end of the tenure of Fantasy Island, the fun wow was a big deal. All right, that was too tough. I should have given you a clue or something like that. Okay, now, no plastic bags starting March 1st. That's when Tops will start. Wegmans already started. Give me your experience regarding plastic bags. Maybe you go to Wegmans and maybe you go to Aldi's, and they've been doing it for a long time. Let's go to Diane in Buffalo. Diane, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. I go to all the stores. You know, I go to Aldi's, I go to Price Right, I go to Tops.
Okay.
So I, have the experience of all the different, situations. But I like the little plastic bags that Tops gives and Wegmans used to give. And
I do, too. You can use them for other things.
But this is the thing that, because I'm old, I'm 70 years old, I got a bad back. I can't be carrying, fill those big bags up, the cloth bags with 40 pounds of food, and then try to carry them.
They have handles on them for a reason, because they are going to be heavy and not easy to carry.
For old people, or bad back people or bad legs, it's going to be difficult because, Cuomo might be a big guy with a strong back, but, we're not all like that.
The number one illness in the U.S. today, I saw it a couple of weeks ago, is something I have. Lower back pain. I have spinal stenosis.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem. And as you point out, people buy groceries, and they're hard to get home if you got to use the big bags.
Sure, if you're old and frail. But this is another situation. A lot of those reusable bags people bring in are dirty, I noticed. And the cleanliness, the sterile.
Yeah, especially if they're cloth. It's hard to keep cloth clean.
Wash them, but some of them probably would fall apart. But this is... I do not think the cashiers should fill the bags, touch those dirty bags. They need to just put the groceries, ring them up, and put them back into the cart so people could push the cart to the car and leave their dirty bags in the car.
You brought up a good point. I had not thought of that. If somebody comes with dirty bags, the cashier has to place things in there. Now, the next person has clean bags, but they're subject to somebody who has touched dirty bags. You're right.
You don't know if they've been keeping them.
You don't know what's been in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Like that, and I wish, you know, Cuomo didn't do this because this is causing a lot of problems. And now they're talking about getting rid of the bags, like all these 10-cent big bags, if people don't like that. But I like those all these bags.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like self-checkout? Because I don't, and I'm wondering if I'm alone on this.
Credit card, and I'm afraid it's going to goof up my credit card, so...
You don't use it.
Help you with it. My son uses it, but he's more like tech than I am.
All right. Well, thank you. You gave me a good overview of what's out there. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you, Diane. Okay. Do you two guys like self checkout or not? I hate self checkout.
I won't use it. I think I've tried it twice, and one, I don't like taking work away from.
Other people,
I'm assisting them in getting rid of employees.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. How about you, Mr. Beamer?
I seem to be in the minority here. I love the self-checkout. But remember, I don't do a one big shopping.
You do every day or every 2 days or something?
Yeah, shop as we need it.
Yeah.
So I'm in, since we live right next to Tops, I'm in Tops all the time.
Works out good.
Yeah, but if I had a big order, of course I would go to the regular checkout. But I have been a huge fan of the self-checkout.
Well, here, this will give you an idea. When Cindy passed, my dear Cindy, and those of you listening to the show know who I'm talking about, here's what I did. For 2 years, I never went to a grocery store. Every day, I would stop in a convenience store. Now, convenience stores are convenient, but they're also more expensive. But I never had a lot to take out. I would take out what I was going to eat that night, basically, or maybe 2 days at the max. So I'd be in there a lot. So it didn't hurt me much. But the bottom line is I don't like self-checkout, and I don't like the plastic bag ban. On News Radio 930, we want to hear from you on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.